think that we could run the country, you might want to listen to our political attack ads first and then decide for yourself. We've already had Matt. I mean, because we are in the thick of it. We're in the thick of it right now. Attack ads are everywhere. I was trying to explain to my daughter why or like how the attack ads work because she's nine and she's hearing it and it's everywhere. So there's no escaping
you
can't escape it.
If you don't have a lot of money to defend yourself, it kind of starts setting in too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, or even
they
if
do
you,
it because it works.
If you have the money and then you're not doing it to defend yourself, I don't understand that. Right.
I wish they could have more positive campaigns on their own, but there's definitely statistics that show that these attack ads, drilling it over and over and over, don't work. Uh-huh. And then also, it's almost subconscious and puts it in your mind. So the next time you're talking to somebody, you're like, yeah, did you hear? He just like murdered his whole family like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. And the
that ain't good.
Talking points stick. They do. But anyway, they're everywhere. And so we just figured maybe we should try running the country. But of course, we have to throw it out there against our other opponents, and today is Jared's turn.
Think Jared B. Pike is the right man for the job? Think again, America. If by man you mean an oversized, soda-guzzling, Weird Al-worshipping, cave-dweller dressing potato, then maybe.
Potato.
But if you're looking for a leader, you won't find that on Jared B. Pike's resume. Jared B. Pike lives by the do as I say, not as I do mantra. He'll tell you he notices red flags in relationships, but does he run away? No. He runs right into those red flags like a feral, unhinged bull in a Barcelona bullfight.
Wow.
He claims he's a God-fearing man. But do God-fearing men hate cute, innocent, loyal puppy dogs?
No.
Do God-fearing men join any old timeshare because they simply offered him a few glazed donuts and a Mountain Dew? Do God-fearing men choose communist ham over all American turkey at the Thanksgiving dinner table?
No.
That's up to you to decide, America. But if you're looking for a man who will work hard to fight for you while in office, ha! Jared B. Pike will tell you he's working hard, but he's really just busy aggressively swiping Tinder, watching old Norm MacDonald YouTube clips from the 1980s, and liking all of his own Facebook posts under his numerous burner accounts. Jared B. Pike is the man for the job, as long as you accept he'll put as much effort into your freedom as he does researching the 10 lemon cars he's purchased in the past 10 years. Because, hey, Falcon Doors impress the ladies. America, choose wisely. Keep Jared B. Pike
That's funny.
Out of office. Paid for by all the members of Jared and Katie in the Morning, the entire Southeast region of the United States, and even NASA.
NASA?
NASA?
Oh, man.
It's weird.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
What funding?
Yeah, because I am against that. That's great.
They were just sending it to us. The money, we took it.
Yeah, that's a great attack ad.
It is.
I want to hear. I want to listen to it. No, not now. On my own time. Let's do it again. Because there's some
truth
wordplay.
Well, it was all
true.
Yeah.
It has to have some. Yeah, sure. Not funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some wordplay there that was so well written. That was good. That was good.
Thanks.
I enjoyed that a lot. Katie wrote that, by the way.
I did.
So if you have complaints, send it to her.
I mean, I had a little bit of some input, but
from Matt.
And Josie.
Oh, Josie.
Man, we should do one against Josie for the hell of it.
There's time.
There is.
Like, we could just do it where the guy doesn't shut up. Like,
hey.
No, the commercials just keep going and going and going.
We're going to let her write yours. How about that?
I thought you did.
I wrote yours,
did.
But
we did.
Yeah.